This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of Romans 9, we've seen that God is sovereign in bringing his redemption to whomever he will. We have no right to argue with this. We can only receive it as true or reject it as being false. If we receive it as true, we are on the right path. It is what is found throughout human history. God has given his word, and Paul points out in verse 6, it is not as though God's word had failed. What God has said, he has done and will continue to do. He is faithful. That's why we should accept what he has revealed as his right and as his plan. Often the ones who find this hardest to accept are those who have been privileged by being exposed to God's promises and plans, namely, the religious people of the world. That's why Paul concludes this chapter with a question and an answer, beginning at verse 30. What then shall we say? That the Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have obtained it, a righteousness that is by faith? But Israel, who pursued a law of righteousness, has not attained it? Why not? Because they pursued it not by faith, but as it were by works. They stumbled over the stumbling stone, as it is written, "See, I lay in Zion a stone that causes men to stumble and a rock that makes them fall, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame." The only way to obtain the righteousness God requires is to receive it by faith. It's the one who trusts in him that will never be put to shame. I trust you have taken that step, and I'd like to hear from you. You can write me, ludgoltz@aol.com, or through my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.